The Redding Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to reddingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to reddingcivic.com to learn more.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
And good evening and welcome to North State Now here on KTNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. And again, this is North State Now with Linda Bott. And you're wondering why we're hearing this piano music. We'll be hearing that throughout the program tonight as we are with a special guest, Pat and Pam Karch. And we're going to be talking about the Piano Angels. Welcome to the show tonight.
Thanks, Linda.
Yeah, good evening. Thank you for having us.
And let me do a shout-out to the sponsors. I would like to thank the Redding Civic Auditorium. As we know, last month I did have Nathan Parmalee on, and we were talking about upcoming concerts, and the Redding Civic is doing such a great job with what they're doing. And we recently just caught the Willie Nelson concert there, and the sound is incredible. The seating seats and what they're doing just to really make an all-inclusive experience. So, you know, shout out to the Redding Civic Auditorium. Also, another sponsor would be Carlene's Bar, and they are in Grill. I mean, talk about great food. Carlene did our 10-year anniversary party here, and they do wonderful catering, great food, and a darling little cocktail lounge that is just reminds you of Cheers. Great place to go have cocktails or happy hour. And then I would also like to do a shout-out to Shasta Regional Medical Center. Of course, Ornegill is here on the fourth Thursday of every month. And I hope you mark your calendars because you definitely want to hear her show, which will be here that fourth Thursday of February. And thank you to the Black Bear Diner. Of course, we are good friends with the owners, and as they expand throughout our country, they are just really good people that do great things for our community, as my guest tonight, Pam and Pat Karch. And we're here to talk about the Piano Angels, which was started by our former Redding Chamber of Commerce president, Frank Strazzarino. And when I had On the Spot with Linda Bott, I interviewed Frank a few times about this very passion in his heart about being able to find pianos that perhaps have been in somebody's basement or in somebody's home. And what do you do with pianos after maybe kids have grown and they're around? Piano Angels began to be able to pass on those pianos to people who maybe can't go to the store and just buy a $10,000 piano, but their children want to learn to play, or they want to learn to play. So, Pat, welcome to the show and tell us a little bit about Piano Angels and in 2020.
And thank you, Linda. It's a great program. We kind of inherited it after the passing of Frank Strazzarino. And we have a board. We're a nonprofit, and Pam and I serve on the board. The goal is to place pianos in homes, not just homes, but we've been to churches and studios and
theaters and retirement homes that need a piano in their great rooms for everyone to use.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
And then everybody can enjoy the music. And, of course, you know, I grew up with a piano in my bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I did. And it's you would think that I would be much more accomplished or I could play the piano, but I like to bring over people to play the piano while I sing. But it, you know, and pianos are interesting because if you can follow the history of a piano, like where it began, was it made, how did you get it? You know, sometimes a piano will have three or four homes that they're in. I know the piano that I have in my home now was a piano that I grew up with in my bedroom, and it was donated to, this is the story that, so we've been told. We had relatives of the Snook family, that's my maiden name, called the Beheimers, and the Beheimers were very affluent people in Los Angeles, and they were supporters of the LA Opera House, LA Opera. And so this piano was in a rehearsal room in the LA Opera House.
Oh my gosh.
So somehow it ended up on one of my dad's relatives' porches. Cigarette stains and everything else you can imagine, because the theater kids would come around and she'd play off of that. Then it ended up, when she moved, it ended up, somehow I just remember because I was born in 58 that was always around in our house. It's had three different coats of different colors on it. Unfortunately, when my parents moved it in a place where they had an inside, why can't I think of the name of this right now? They had a house where the plants grew inside.
Oh, yeah, where there was moisture in the air.
Yeah, and so the inside of the piano had to be redone.
Oh, brother.
And it's never sounded the same.
Right, yeah.
Because they didn't really look after the piano technician to see, are the same innards there?
Right. This is what kills pianos, is mostly moisture.
Okay.
You know, when you have a piano, it's good to keep it on an inside wall, not on an outside wall where there's temperature change. That's what knocks them out of tune. More than moving them, changes in temperature are what knock them out of tune. But it's very unfortunate. People will often put a piano in the garage, and there'll be a lot of moisture in there, and that's almost a death sentence.
Yeah,
for a piano.
Yeah. So I have a fondness to hold on to this piano, but it doesn't, and it has the same ivory keys. But it doesn't have the tone that I grew up with, and it's obviously my favorite was my favorite sounding piano.
But it has sentimental value.
It's sentimental value, yeah. And so it's an upright. And so we're looking here at a diagram that you brought in about your different kinds of pianos and what you're looking for, perhaps if anybody's thinking about, oh, I have a piano that has been on my garage, oh, my God, or a piano that's in a, I don't know, you know, if somebody's like, I have a piano, I want to get rid of it, I'd like to sell it, but if I can find the right person to donate it to, maybe they've not heard about Piano Angels.
Well, that's our hope, and if you're listening and you live in Reading, having the piano in your garage may not be as bad as other places, because Reading is generally pretty dry. In fact, Pam and I picked up a piano the other day that was on a trailer out in a carport. It was completely covered with dirt. You remember
that? Oh, man.
Totally dusty.
And that piano was like brand new when we cleaned it.
Really?
It was brand new.
Now, is this something that you guys do together? Like you go pick it up. Hey, babe, let's go pick up a piano.
That's basically it.
Then you pick it up.
Date night.
Then you go and you, and then Pam gets, because Pam is such a good little cleaner. So does she gets her, you know, what do you clean it with? Wax? What are you cleaning it with?
Well, you know, what happens is usually I want to take it straight to the family, and Pam will say, we need to do something with that.
That's nice.
But Pam and I do this, just the two of us. Can you believe that? We pick up, we go into the home, and I lift up half of the piano, and I tip the piano up on its end by myself, and then Pam puts the dolly under it, and we put it back down. And it, although that sounds like heroic and I'm really strong and stuff, if you know the leverage, it's really not that big a deal.
Well, here's what I love about that you have carried on this passion. Pat, you are such a wonderful, you know, piano player. And anybody who knows that your name, people will think, oh, Pat, he's been playing around this North State for years. And the fact that you grew up in Lewiston and you've been playing. Of course, you know, I know you through Lou White. I've known you through, we played several concerts together. And Pam is just a wonderful singer. And you guys met through church and singing, correct? Is that, yeah, through choral music. It's what really is a common thread.
Yeah, it really is. And we enjoy it. In fact, Pam and I have a show coming up on Valentine's evening.
Yes, let's talk about that.
Up at the Lakeshore Resort on Shasta Lake.
Okay, now where is the Lakeshore Resort? You would take what exit? We got to take a break, so let's hold that.
Okay.
Because we're going to talk about Pam and Pat Karch's show coming up and more about Piano Angels. You can actually go to readingpianoangels.com and see the wonderful video. Kids, you know, it's so important to have music in your life. It really is something, I think, that helps your brain, helps your soul. It helps the family come together. And we'll talk more about Piano Angels and Pam and Pat Karch when we come back here. This is Linda Bott, and thank you, Jared, at the helm tonight. Always a great producer here on the North State Now portion, and we'll be right back.
Parents, grandparents, and loved ones as they grow older face many risks, but together we can make a difference. You can support the Gatekeepers program, which provides support, care, and protection needed by our elders. Come to the Shining Affair, a fundraiser for Shining Care. Here's your hosts and masters of ceremony, Carl and Linda Bott, to tell you more.
That's right. Save the date. Saturday, February 15th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Wind River Resort and Casino.
Share the love for the Gatekeeper's Shining Affair, an elegant evening of entertainment to benefit at-risk elders. Remember, bling, sparkle, and shine. Show your love and support for our seniors.
Semi-formal to formal, come dressed in your best bling, sparkle, and shine for a chance to win Best in Bling Awards.
And Carl, I'll see you in the kissing photo booth.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marking this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Step right up to the historic Cascade Theater for an evening of engaging family entertainment when Cirque Mechanics returns to Reading February 11th. Part mechanical invention, part high-flying circus, Cirque Mechanics' new show plays tribute to the lore of the 1800s circus with acrobatics, aerialists, mechanical marvels, and a bit of clowning around. Don't miss this spectacular show February 11th. Get tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
I could just sit here and listen to, like,
that,
you know.
Beautiful.
Oh,
sounds like Bruce and Bruce Kalin and John Gonzalez.
Oh, okay, yeah, absolutely, some great, great music. Okay, are we ready now? I just want a cocktail and I just need to chill out. Thank you so much. You know, really, doesn't it make you just? Can you just feel the windows and the city? or maybe you're on the coast. Anyway, thank you and welcome back to This is North State Now with Linda Bott. And my guests tonight are Pat Karch and Pam Karch. We're talking about Reading Piano Angels, as well as the two of them are fine musicians. You know, Pat's been playing everywhere. They've got a show they're coming up. That's coming up at on Valentine's Day. Let's hear about
that.
Well,
we'll be at the Lakeshore Resort in Lakehead, up on the lake. For those that don't know about the Lakeshore Resort, that fancy new bridge that they built across
the lake. Oh, beautiful bridge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of after you go across the bridge, you take a right, and then you go into the freeway and follow the frontage road back down. And they have a great resort there with cabins and a pool and have a bar and a restaurant. So we'll be in the restaurant and in the bar bringing entertainment that evening. The chef has prepared a five-course dinner.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, should be good. Tri-tip and lobster.
Oh, I love it.
Just do the lobster if you want. And there's some options also for other dishes that evening. And then at 7 o'clock, Pam and I will start the show. It'll be great fun.
And the thing that you were saying is that this a lot of times with jazz or just kind of free style shows is you'll call a number.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have been performing together for a long time, but this is a set show.
Yes, right. There won't be any,
with jokes and lead-ins and the whole, you've got a planned set.
Yeah, we do. And that's what makes it fun.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to figure out how do we feel right now, and sometimes Linda, you and I do that, hey, I don't want to do that song. What do you want to do?
Because it's an organic thing sometimes, but when you're doing something like this, I think it's great. I think it's a great exercise because it makes you have to be disciplined in the plan.
Right.
Rather than just like, let's kick my shoes off or let's kick our shoes off. Now, can we share with our audience, our listening audience tonight, and thank you again for joining us, and we love our sponsors. Once again, the Reading Civic Auditorium, and Carlene's, you heard at the commercial, I was texting her like, girl, your place is so good. We're talking about you tonight. And by the way, you need to cut a new commercial. Love you. Okay, and Blackbird Diner, and of course, the ever wonderful Shasta Regional Medical Group and Center. And we get back into we talked about the show. We're going to go more into Piano Angels. I don't know how much time you have, but I would also like to share with our listeners that, Pat, you've done a lot of interesting jobs. But right now you're doing something really important, and that's working with Reading School.
Oh, Reading School of the Arts.
Of the Arts.
Oh, my gosh,
and
yeah.
You do all of the – in charge of anything that has to do with sound and audio and visual, and God only knows that it's – a musically inclined studio, so there's very advanced technical stuff going on over there.
Yeah, it's great. We have a 530-seat theater out at Reading School of the Arts. A lot of people don't know that, and many people believe that the school is a private school. Did you know that it is a public charter school?
Mm-hmm.
Any kid could go to the Reading School of the Arts, and if they're there for the tenure of their time, kindergarten through eighth grade, they'll be exposed to every type of music and every type of visual and performing art. And so if they have inclinations to excel in that, that's a great launch pad for kids like that.
I would have – that would have been the fit for me because I was the kid that, I was an average student. I could hardly hold my attention. I was a dreamer. I couldn't wait. I was lucky because I went to summer school every year. My parents made us go, both my brother and I. So we had to go to summer school. It was a rule. I went from kindergarten up through eighth to senior. Well, I wasn't a senior because I graduated out of high school a year early, midterm as a junior, because I had the credits. Back in the 70s, you had to have credits. And in summer school, I would take one elective, and then the courses, so I'd go into the year with other stuff. But my point being that some of my best mentors were in Ron Klinkenberg, my band teacher,
mm-hmm.
and Hawk, Mr. Hawk. I can remember their names, but I can't remember yesterday. You know how that goes. And he was a drama teacher, and my musical teachers were really inspired me. It's where I excelled. I didn't excel in math or English, or I could do public speaking. But so I think about these kids and how wonderful, because they're little portals in your mind that maybe if you're theatrically inclined or visually inclined or musically or sonically inclined, mm-hmm. that you're going to, that those little portals are going to open up and you're going to learn things with this advanced way of teaching and learning.
Yeah, and if it's not offered, then a child may miss their opportunity mm-hmm. to excel in something like that. I mean, we do, the core subjects. Every parent wants their kid to succeed. But the directors that started the school believe this, that through the visual and performing arts, students become better students and better citizens because it teaches self-governance. And you know this, and Pam does too. When you play in a band, like if I'm playing with Lou White, and I play a wrong note, I hear that wrong note, I correct it. Okay, and they get that experience, and they then transfer that idea of being responsible for themselves and self-governance to other aspects of their life, whatever that is. And this is what we believe, and it proves to be true. Many of the kids that go through the program that excel in music and visual and performing arts also do well in their studies because they know that they have to practice hard to do a show, and they know that they have to do homework to succeed in their studies. This is how
now,
it works.
Well, whose idea was it, and where did it come from when you have these concerts?
You mean the shows that we have?
That you have a Reading School of the Arts that is all drums.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The school uses a method called the ORFF method. That's ORFF. It's started by a German guy. And kids learn to play on malleted instruments like xylophones and marimbas and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Mm-hmm. And that's Italian. He uses his hands a lot.
Yeah. That was an example of a drumming technique that I learned.
Mr. ORFF.
And so from kindergarten, they start right in on these instruments. And by the time they reach eighth grade, it's not uncommon to have them playing vibraphone with four mallets like some great jazz artist. You know, and this is how it goes. It's amazing.
So they're having hand and eye coordination.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, the sonic aspect and being able to read notes and times
playing
so
two.
That you know that mm-hmm. that is like two beats, four beats, a rest.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was in a band.
What did you play?
I played saxophone.
Oh, fun.
Played alto and tenor. Ron Klinkenberg, it used to be a rhythm test. And that's how you would get your, you would do it every year or every week. And that's how you got your first, second, or third chair.
Uh-huh.
And it was never as good. I should have never been first chair, but it was an honor to maybe sit there for the week and then play first chair. And so he did this rhythm. And through that, I mean, I was at a time in my life in seventh grade when girls can go bad. Because I could have been girl gone wild. I have that in me. You know what I mean? So Ron was really very good at, you know, Mr. Klinkenberg was very good about pointing or being able to give someone like myself and other kids as well, like, oh, you can take the flute home mm-hmm. and learn the flute, learn the saxophone. You can do this.
This is common, and in all the schools around our area do the same thing. Last week, Sherry Eby, the band and strings instructor, offered kids to go.
That's all
right. Go through several instruments and try them out and
wow.
See what suited them, you know. And sometimes it seems random. They just like, you know, I like the alto saxophone, and then they just start on it and they'll stick with it.
Yeah, when you think about an oboe, or you think about large string instruments, and I think about Bruce Kalin taking that bass around and flipping it around and taking it every. Or drums.
Oh, yeah. That's a
and
lot
think
of work.
About when you become a musician, the hauling. And, Pam, you know, you've been very good with Pat on since I've moved in here to Reading and know you. You've always been good about helping him set up, and it's been like a thing that you guys do together.
Yes.
We're going to have to take a break. Can you guys hang around and talk a little bit more about Piano
sure.
Angels?
Absolutely. We do need to get to that.
Yeah, well, that's all right. I love talking about all the other things because it also is an in... a view in the window of into your life about what moves you.
Right. And we want to tell people how they can participate in that. So.
Right. All right. So we're here on KCNR 96.5 FM. Yay, the tower's up. And 1460 AM, this is your talk radio, North State Now with Linda Bott. We'll be right back with Pam and Pat Karch talking about the Reading Piano Angels.
Edmonton 2030 Club of Reading has done it again and made the 12th annual Sundial Film Festival free to attend. Action, drama, adventure, comedy. The Sundial Film Festival will feature films of all styles from local filmmakers. With an afternoon showing at 2 p.m. and an evening showing at 7 p.m., there's something for everyone. The 12th annual Sundial Film Festival will be taking place March 7th at the Cascade Theater. Free tickets to both showings are limited, so grab your ticket today at sundialfilmfestival.com. That's sundialfilmfestival.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Welcome back to KTNR, and you're hearing these wonderful piano intros and outros. That is just something that totally inspires me, just to hear a great, you know, pianist. And with us tonight is a wonderful pianist in the North State. You know his name. His name's Pat Karch. You can play it all, read it all, compose, transpose it all. I mean, yesterday I met you at the Reading School of the Arts. We grabbed a room. I said, can we do this song? I don't know if I had it. And you were transposing it right there. To me, that always blows my mind, when somebody can transpose right there in their brain.
Well, it's kind of handy. Maybe I have a disjointed left brain or something.
Well, you know, it says here on readingpianoangels.com, if you wanted to read about that, that you have decided to purchase a delivery van.
This is a need that we have. We're using open pickup right now. And so when it's raining or really hot, you know, you don't want the pianos out in the weather. So we're actively seeking a grant. We've gone to Shasta Regional Foundation and applied for a $30,000 grant there. And then we're always, you know, accepting donations, and we have a fair chunk of change in reserve. So our hope is to get a van within the next 3 or 4 months.
Excellent. And it says here that you've delivered 179 pianos.
That was old, Linda. I should update that.
Oh.
Let me tell you, as of last week, we have delivered 198 pianos. Can you believe
that's just here in the North State?
Yeah, from about Sacramento to up to the Siskiyou County.
Here. Yes.
So what does somebody do when they want to be gifted a piano? Let's talk on both ends.
Okay.
What does somebody do? Are they like, oh, we have a student, I know somebody, the next door neighbor, you know, they have five kids and they would love to pay, whatever it is.
Well, okay, so it can go down, just like you said, it can go down either way. We'll get calls from piano teachers. We'll get calls from directly from parents who go to the website, readingpianoangels.com, and they'll say, we would like a piano, or I have a student that needs a piano. They're currently playing on some cheesy little keyboard. Mm-hmm. And so the whole point of having an acoustic piano is that you develop the muscle memory in your fingers that you wouldn't get with a keyboard. And that's very important if you're going to continue to play piano, the actual, you know, touch and how hard it takes to push the notes down compared to like an organ or something.
And that's called
like that.
Action.
Yes, that's exactly right. And Frank Strazzarino recognized this early on when he was taking piano lessons as an adult. And that's what inspired him to start this program. So people call up and they say, we need a piano. We just put them on a list. I literally just get on my phone and I send it to the list. And then sometime later, well, I may get a call the next day or a week later. Someone will say, you know, we have a piano. Grandma and grandpa are moving into a rest home. And,
right.
And, you know,
that's
they want to
awesome.
Downsize.
And can they do it? Because can they get a write-off for that as a donation?
The donation of a piano is available for a write-off. And, of course, we don't set a price. You have to go figure out how much your piano is worth and how much you and the IRS are. Or
right.
to negotiate out
right.
how much
but,
your piano
but
is
say
worth.
Say it's a 1960. I mean, I don't know what a Wurlitzer or like that sounds like an organ.
No, Wurlitzer piano.
Okay, so let's say it's a 1960, not cherry wood, but you know the bleach kind of the light. Okay,
a blonde.
Yeah, a blonde, a bleach blonde. Blonde, kind of blonde. All right, so what like in the figure? I mean, I could go on right now and look at stuff online, but
you could find pianos online, Facebook Marketplace, and you know Craigslist and stuff like that. The kind of pianos that we pick up and deliver, which are spinets and consoles, not the big uprights like you know, Grandpa used to have in his bar or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're really almost have zero value these days.
Okay.
It's a sad thing, really. They may have paid $3,000 or $4,000 for a piano in the 60s, and now they can barely get rid of the thing. So you'll see them advertised for anywhere from $100 to $500. And sometimes I'll see those advertisements and I'll call them and tell them about the, you know, Piano Angels program.
Yeah.
And if they want to donate, many times people just give it up because they know it's going to a good home where there are students that are taking piano lessons.
Yeah, I'm looking at some right here that says $384,
mm-hmm.
$500 used. That, you know, of course, here's one that's like $69. you know, I was just curious what they were really going for today. And, you know, why not be able to call Piano Angels and have Pam and Pam pick up the piano free of charge and know that it's going to a home where a child or the family is able to learn how to play the piano.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you know, there's often tears on
both sides.
Yeah, both mm-hmm. sides. Like we did one the other day and the woman was in her 90s. She got the piano when she was in eighth grade or something like that.
It was the eighth grade graduation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She got it in for her eighth grade graduation, mm-hmm. and then she was giving it away.
Mm-hmm. She is.
Yeah, but did she? So do they get to see the recipient?
Oh yeah,
and take pictures
bet.
And meet yeah. them, and mm-hmm. and then what's the youngest of age? And do you do like Haven Humane, where you've got to see like it's a good match?
Well.
I'm
yes,
sorry.
No, and maybe. I'll give you a lawyer's answer on that one. many of the families just love the idea of getting any piano. And once in a while, I'll have a mom who is a little bit pickier, and she'll say, you know, what I'm really waiting for is a all-black piano.
Particular, not
yeah.
picky.
Okay. All right.
Okay, sorry.
yes.
And or someone will say, you know, I really like the blonde-colored pianos.
Okay.
And eventually, one of those will come up, mm-hmm. and then I'll keep them on the list, and we'll, you know, deliver it over there. And this is all free.
And when Pat says the list, please don't think that takes forever. Often, we have had people call in and say, we want to be on the list. And at that point in time, there's no one ahead of them. And multiple times, it has been within the same day, someone has called Pat and said, I have a piano. I really need to donate it. I'm tired of dusting it, or we're downsizing whatever. and literally the same day, someone asking for one and someone donating one, and it's happened so many times. I've lost count.
Yeah, but what a wonderful thing. Do you guys celebrate when it's been placed?
Oh, yeah. It's always exciting. We went to a family the other day, and there were six kids on the piano bench, and two were still sleeping. So that one's going to get a lot of use.
That's so adorable. And, you know, you can, they are accepting donations via the website, which is readingpianoangels.com, or you can give Pat and Pam a call at 510-1903. They're also on Facebook. And, again, their current need is for a small box truck or a large van. So they can deliver in wet and hot weather, because you don't want to have your pianos. I mean, imagine a violin.
Oh, my.
Right? It's a wood instrument. So imagine your violin or your bass in wet conditions. It does affect the timber.
Sure. They're only made out of wood, you know, and then the pianos have felt on the hammer inside.
That's what got screwed up in our thing.
It gets delaminated, and... Yeah. We had one a while back, and I sat down. I always test the pianos out. They need to be in good condition, and they need to be really fully operable for the program to accept them. And I sat down at one, and it barely played at all. And I took the top off of it, and all of the hammers were delaminated.
Oh, boy.
And I showed it to the owner. He was very disappointed. It had been in a garage, and there was a leak in the ceiling.
Oh. And sometimes if you have them in the garage, rats and mice get in there and they want to chew on the felt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's happened before. Yeah. People go in there and see all kinds of droppings and stuff.
Sure.
Plus, I've heard about that.
You would be interested to know the stuff that falls down into pianos over the decades when they're in a home. We've fished out all kinds of exciting things. And a lot of times we go through and just check those pianos out to make sure there's not something that's inappropriate in them before, you know.
Or a family heirloom.
Before we leave. Well, because, you know, people may put money or socks or something like that.
Grandpa may have hit his 45 in it area.
Yeah, I bet you've seen a bit. So, again, we're going to have to take a break here in a little bit, but... So I would really encourage all of our listeners to go to readingpianoangels.com. You know of somebody down the street who wants to give one away, and you know of somebody who wants one.
Right.
So this is the conduits right here, Pam and Pat Karch, with Piano Angels, where they'll pick it up. Pat will play it to see if it's in good condition, because what we think our little treasures sometimes aren't. What do you do when it's in a bad condition? You just say, I can't use it, or do you take it off their hands anyway? And do you have? Is there somebody who uses parts when they're trying to pull something from another piano to use it? Do you just say, at that point, we're just delivering?
You got it exactly right. All of those things. Sometimes we do part them out, and unfortunately, many times we have to destroy the piano. They'll make a donation to the program for us to either haul it to the dumps, which is very sad. And on occasion, we've even thrown them on a burn pile when they're really bad. You know.
So. Well, that one turned out to be so bad, no one could figure out why it wouldn't hold a tune and why it was in just – it was just a miserably playing piano, which is not what you want a piano to be.
No.
And then we discovered
– that the soundboard was made of aluminum.
Aluminum.
And so that's why it was
no
good.
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we're going to take an early break here, and this is North State Now. I do want to share with our listeners, too, that I'm going to be giving tickets away in the next segment. And as for tomorrow night, a very special event that is in Anderson. It's the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. KCNR has a special table where there'll be champagne and candies and chocolates, and it is a dinner, special gourmet spaghetti buffet dinner. They're going to have special sauces, and the guy who's doing all the cooking is Rob Burrow's son, who used to cook for Anselmo's. And he was helped, not John Stadelli, another one, but he is going to, there are going to be several different spaghetti sauces. It's a buffet dinner with dancing and drawings and silent auction and live music and a DJ, and that's tomorrow night. So at the next break, I'm going to be giving tickets away if you want to take a sweetheart or a kid or a family or your dad or your uncle or your brother, or give me a call here, because I want these seats to be filled with people who would love to attend an event like this. And, of course, we know that the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, for many people who, again, it's like the pianos. People are like, I have these items. I don't know what to do with them. That's my dad's World War II or my great-grandfather's this. They can go and know that the items will be displayed, will be stored correctly. And that's good work that Rob Burrows is doing, and they're putting on this event tomorrow night at Reading in Anderson's.
I mean,
that's right. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, more with Pam and Pat Karch as we finish up our program here on KCNR 96.5 FM. This is North State Now, and we'll see you on the other side.
Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Reading all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Reading all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Very somber but beautiful music here on North State Now. And that's because we're talking about piano angels, if you're just tuning in. At the last portion of our show that's live here, of course, the first Thursday. Where are we walking on an autumn day in New York? We're contemplating. When I hear this music, all these visuals that come to my mind. 6:49 at night here on our Thursday night edition of North State Now. This is Linda Bott, and I loved creating the North State Now program so that I could talk about entertainment and music and tickets and concerts and things that move me, and that's the arts. So with me tonight is Pam and Pat Karch. Once again, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And we were talking about piano stories, and you guys facilitating pianos coming from homes that maybe a little weepy because it's maybe been in the family forever and it's time to move on. And then the receiving end of the excitement for a piano to find a new home.
Oh, man, they're jumping for joy sometimes, especially the kids. And so when you roll up and they see the piano on the truck and then you start rolling it in, and we have some pieces we usually have to take off and we reassemble it and then push the bench up and they hop right on the bench. And, you know, it's a fun thing to see. It really is.
So what's your story? How did you begin playing piano, Pat?
Well, my parents owned a bar and a restaurant first after World War II in Hay Fork, and then they moved the operation to Lewiston. And they had acquired a piano in the Bay Area of California before they moved out. It was a Brown Ludwig, was a popular.
Mm-hmm.
And that Ludwig got hauled all the way up from Oakland to Hay Fork in Trinity County. And some 10 years later went to Lewiston. And then when I moved out to come down to college, I was able to bring the Ludwig down to my apartment in Reading. And then later I built a house and I moved the Ludwig in there. And I was playing in the college band at the old mall, and my dad would always come to these concerts, but he never really listened. He just liked to chat with people, and he'd work the crowd. And I was playing at the keyboard, and I was watching him work the crowd like he always did. And he met a couple, and this was probably 1977, that apparently had owned the Ludwig piano 50 years earlier. They determined in their discussion that they had sold the piano when they moved out from the Midwest in San Francisco because they were out of money, and ended up in the hands of Paul Karch, who took it to Hay Fork, then to Lewiston, and his son Pat took it to Reading. And it was in my living room, and so even before I got home, Dad took him over there. He had a key to the house. By the time I got there, she was crying, and she wanted the piano back to give to her granddaughter.
What?
Yeah, and so I was good with that, you know. And why was I good with that? Well, because I had two pianos when I was a kid. I bought one also when I was 18, a woman who was an opera singer trainer.
Mm.
And Linda, you've seen this green piano that is in my studio. It's covered with upholstery and mirrors and glass.
Yes.
It is a one-ism, right?
It is a one-ism.
Yeah. And so I thought, this is no big deal. By then, we had started on a second house. I even painted the studio green to match the piano.
Because right.
I thought, you know, the Ludwig's gone. I'll bring the green piano back from Lewiston. And then one Sunday afternoon, my dad called up. He said, hey, I just wanted to let you know I gave away your piano, the green one.
What?
And I didn't give him a hard time. And he even took me over to the people's house, and the little girl played Twinkle Twinkle. So then some years later, he passed away, and I wrote the woman a letter. I said, if you ever sell the piano, would you please consider selling it back to me? And she called me right away. Oh, we would never sell that. Your father gave us. We love that piano. I said, no problem. Just if you ever do, just don't get rid of it. Then years later, I get a phone call. She doesn't even say who it is. She just first thing out of her lips, do you still want the piano?
Really?
Yep. So I got a couple of the boyfriends of our daughters, and we hopped right up to Lewiston and got it back. And there it sits in my studio today.
With the green padding all over it, that was a former opera singer's piano.
Yep.
Well, the mirror reflects so the teacher can play as
I love that. So whatever happened to the Ludwig?
I don't know. You know, I lost track of those people. They were in their 80s, and that was in the late 70s. So. Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to give that to their granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if people, if they think about the life of a piano, it's almost like, remember the movie Red Violin, which mm-hmm. was... Love that movie. Well, it's the life of an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where did it come from? What was it? What was the family? Why did it get passed around?
Can you imagine being able to scroll back through time and see all the people that played and sang around that
mm-hmm.
piano?
Well, I could tell you that when that piano had, ashtray and cigarette marks
right.
on it and everything, and my dad's cousin was in theater in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just imagine what, yeah. Anyway, so if you're listening and you would like to go tomorrow night to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, Valentine's Day dinner and dance, I have tickets I'm giving away right now. So 605-4567. the all kinds of wonderful things on their silent auction, too. I think they have a gun, and of course, they have all kinds of, like, wonderful things that have been donated that are going to be in the raffle and the silent auction and the live auction, and then there's music and food. So I just want to make sure you guys can go and sit at the KCNR table if you want to go.
And, Linda, people can call in if they tonight, even if they have a piano that they want to donate, or if they know somebody that needs a piano. They can go to the website, but they could certainly call in and tell us their piano story, or share with that share with us, you know, what their needs are. If they know a family that needs a piano, we're ready for that.
And you also can go to the ReadingPianoAngels.com, and they are accepting donations because, you know, if you think about the fact that it's Pam and Pat that are going to pick the piano up, deliver it, but it's the box truck that you guys are really, I mean, that's kind of your passion is this whole music thing because you both are musical and understand how important it is to have an instrument in the house.
Right, a good instrument that is the right kind of instrument for learning to play piano, an acoustic piano.
And why we're here, I mean, you can't tell because we're on the air, but there are all these wonderful pictures of kids that are playing piano. I can see the five kids on the one bench there. That's cute. And Olga, our Russian wonderful concert pianist that was here, you said that she, when she was in town, she went with you on a piano delivery.
She did. Remember that, Pam? That was so funny.
And, cute.
Yeah, and then when we got there, she played some, you know, unbelievable.
Probably Rachmaninoff or
yes.
Whatever. With, yeah.
And the kids were so enthralled with that, they asked their parents if we could stay for dinner.
Cute.
Yeah, it was really cute. And we said we'd already had dinner. Well, then can she come in to our bedroom and read to us?
It's that they were just mesmerized by her and always stick in their mind. Remember that girl came and she had that accent? And she sat down at the piano and played. I mean, they will always remember that. And you guys are making those memories.
Yeah.
Helping
yeah.
to make those memories. So, and, you know, we've got a few minutes left. If you'd like to call in 605-4567 and you got a piano story, we'd love to hear it.
And I also want to share at some point, Linda, it's not just us. We actually have a board of directors, and we have some accountability with the monies that are collected and the monies that are spent. Valerie Washburn, who you know from the Reading Chamber.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, she's on the board. And Odd Rustand is a director and treasurer. And then Nora Swanson of Swanson Bookkeeping Services is our accountant.
It's a nice little group.
Yeah, it's good. It keeps us, you know, every 501c3 needs to be responsible.
Right.
They just
need a board to be able to make sure that, you know, when the money comes in, that it's gone through accounting.
Yes.
It's accounted for. So, yeah, any last-minute stories here with our 3 minutes left in our program? Thanks for joining me tonight. Really, it's, you know, both Pam and Pat. Do you have closing thoughts?
Well, I do want to let you know that we do accept grand pianos, and there are people that are willing to pay for those, and we can get those exchanged. Pat and I do not move grand pianos ourselves. We call a moving company. And
I tried tying one on her back, and it was
oh, man.
Too heavy.
So we have facilitated the grand pianos because there are people that have been playing quite a while that just really need that kind of piano, so we actually do facilitate it. We don't do brand new ones, but there are grand pianos out there that are looking for a home.
Right, and there are a number of baby grand. There are quite a few baby grands that are free. So if you think you want one of those in your living room, contact through the website, and we'll get you on the list.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And I love this is something that's so positive, and you know, there's a lot of spirit. A lot of good juju around the energy of this. So I'm so glad that you decided to come on tonight so we could share with our listeners. And this is always going to be available and downloading it in our archives. Thank you so much, Jared. Again, Pam and Pat Karch. It's Piano Angels, ReadingPianoAngels.com. And I'll be here tomorrow morning. We'll be giving tickets away, too, for tomorrow night's, Saturday night's dinner for the Northern California Veteran Museum. So thanks for joining us. And next week will be Michelle Slade and North State Heroes.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Night.
Good night.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.